Hi, this is Andrea Skornick, the rector at Emmanuel Episcopal Church in Rockford, Illinois, and I am reading the sermon from Sunday, May 20th, which was our Pentecost celebration. Not long ago, I wanted to try a new recipe for dinner, so I did what I usually do. I pulled it up online, read it over, and then decided to make it in a totally different way. There were shortcuts to take, ingredients to substitute. I took the measurements as suggestions and eyeballed whatever went in the pan. Such was my disregard for the instructions that it made me think back to when I first started cooking. How I would carefully measure out each tablespoon of olive oil, painstakingly follow the recipe, and buy ridiculous spices that weren't necessary and that I'd only use once. And it hit me that somewhere along the way, I learned to trust my instincts as a cook. As a result, cooking became much more fun and much more my own. It's not unlike what's supposed to happen in our faith. There's a period of learning the basics. During this time, looking mostly outside of ourselves for direction makes sense. But it's not meant to be that way forever. At some point, we're supposed to start looking to the voice of God within. Because as our Pentecost readings proclaim, God's Spirit is in us. In Acts, the prophecy Peter quotes from the book of Joel says that God will pour out God's Spirit on all flesh, describing how the Spirit is given even to those overlooked by society. So there's no one this spiritual outpouring doesn't touch. In the gospel, Jesus tells his disciples that this Spirit, whom he calls the Advocate, will guide them in truth. So we can be assured that the Spirit is not only going to show us the way, but will take us down the right path. And what all of the scriptures point to is the fact that we're not just to recognize the voice of Spirit and listen, but we're also called to express the truth that is revealed to us. The Joel prophecy talks about how we who have been given the Spirit will have visions, dreams, and prophecies of our own. If you think about those people on Pentecost who heard the disciples preach in their own language, they are the ones who became the ministers for their communities. They took what they heard back to their cities and villages, which is how the Christian message spread. They didn't get guidebooks, training, or seminary, but they had a connection to something even better. God's Holy Spirit has been poured out upon us. It speaks to us, nudges us in certain directions, and its revelations are meant to be shared. And yet I wonder how many of us stay in the tentative phase of faith. Like me, sticking so closely to the recipe in fear that I might mess up the meal. Do we also stay in that place where we're always looking outside ourselves? I wonder how many of us are quick to look to doctrine, scholarship, or a spiritual leader, but much less likely to look to the voice of God within. In the everyday process of discerning faith, how often do we ask, "What is God saying to me?" It's understandable to do this out of concern that we might get it wrong. And as long as we're trying to discern the Spirit's voice, there will be that risk. There's always the chance that we might confuse Spirit with our own ideas. The biblical authors did this from time to time. But you know what? That's okay. There's grace for them and for us. God never asked us to get it right. God asked us to love, follow, serve, and preach good news with all our whole hearts and minds and strength. If we seek to do that, we are being faithful And what we're going for is faithful, not infallible. We can also be assured by the Romans passage, in which Paul says, "The Spirit within us transcends our weakness. Though we are prone to error, God's power is greater still." So we don't have to be guided by a fear of messing up. And really, the risk, or what we stand to lose and what Christianity stands to lose, if we stay silent or tentative, is much worse. There has been a lot of bad theology and dogma put out into the world because people like us were afraid to speak out. We've all come across things, whether in scripture or positions taken by the church or things said by religious leaders, that just don't sit well. Times when we've thought, that can't be right. How do I reconcile that with a God of love or with science or with my own experience of what the world is like? But often in such situations, we don't see that stirring within as enough. So we might look outside of ourselves to something or someone who will explain it for us. Too often, though, in our uncertainty and lack of trust or familiarity with the voice of Spirit, we cede the church's voice in the public sphere. We have to learn to speak our truth. Now, to be sure, we represent one end of the spectrum. Some Christians are not afraid to speak out and tell you that you're wrong and there's only one way, which is usually theirs. They represent another end of the spectrum. We both have room to grow. And whether or not we or they are truly speaking from the place of Spirit can be judged by the fruit. Does the outcome resemble the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control? We can trust God's Spirit within. While we should still look to resources and people who will deepen our understanding of faith, we can approach faith with confidence. When we feel a jerk in our spirit around scripture, theology, or what the church believes, we can listen to it and see what is God saying to us in it. We can look for where we feel the warm spots around a biblical passage or church teaching, and then go deeper in those things. If we feel convicted about something, that's great too, because the Spirit does that. But keep in mind, the Spirit does not condemn. If we're feeling fear or shame or even self-righteousness in relation to our faith, that's not the Spirit. But if we are feeling a sense of worthiness, love, and our greater connection to each other, that most certainly is. God's Spirit is hovering in us like it did over the faces of the deep before the beginning of time. As we develop our ability to sense its leanings, as we consult it more readily, the easier it gets. Like that the Spirit has insights for us about our peacemaking in an age of gun violence in our country, or about what the life of Jesus means for his followers in 2018, or about what each of us are called to do, be, or change right now. What is true about us, about our God, and about our world is not something left to be told to us by someone else. If it were supposed to be that way, God would have only given the Spirit to a few people. But it's been given to us so that we can know it for ourselves and live from this place of Spirit in a way that brings the kingdom of God to earth. On this feast day, we renew our commitment to trust God's Spirit in us and trust our spiritual instincts. We have things to say about God based on who we know God to be. Trust it Have fun with it. Don't hold back.